Welcome to Good Company Podcast for Tuesday, April 26th. And as the weather warms up, we're going to be talking about shoes. And are they really outdoor only? Also, kids with pets and a real-life treasure hunt that returns treasures that were stolen. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. Listening to Good Company bring you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, and I did something odd the other day. I don't really do it, and I remember when I was younger, I was getting in trouble for doing this, and it was running into the house without taking my shoes off. I know, heaven forbid. I was in a rush. We don't have carpet. Growing up, we always had carpet, so for me, this is really novel, having hardwood floors throughout my home. I just in my head think, oh, whatever, it's not going to ruin the carpet. But there are so many reasons to take your shoes off before you go inside the house. We all know this. We're Canadians. It's part of our culture. But we're not the only culture that makes sure that you take your shoes off before entering not just your home, but the home of maybe someone that you are a guest of. I know in the U.S., it's not as commonly done. They make you take your shoes off at the door? No. They let you wander around. It feels very odd and foreign and somewhat dirty. And now science is weighing in. That's right. The scientists have said, take your shoes off. Leave them at the welcome mat. Don't traipse that dirt around the house. Yes, there are some health good things, benefits of being exposed to bacteria and dirt. However, we get that enough thanks to the fact that, you know, we have household dust. Maybe you've got pets, you got dander around. We got enough dirt in our homes. We don't be traipsing about the dirt from the other places that we visited into our house. In fact, they say that it could really impact overall your health. So they say, please take your shoes off. It will help you stay healthier and reduce some of the more harmful bacteria and microorganisms and toxins and heavy metals and chemicals from getting into your home. I mean, you think about it. You walk on somebody's lawn, they've got some kind of pesticide, then you walk in your home. Well, just adding more stuff into your home. Now, again, for us Canadians, of course, obviously, but yes, there are some cultures where maybe they don't take their shoes off. So yes, we should be doing so. But I felt like such a rebel. I really did. Here I am. My own house, and now I see this, and now I feel guilty again. I just can't escape the guilt. But I'm curious to know, are you a shoes off or a shoes on kind of person inside your home or the homes of others? Because I've been to houses where they're like, just leave your shoes on. I'm like, yeah, no, I can't. I'm sorry. I even brought slippers. Because that's where we're at, my friends. Text in 905-338-1250. I'm curious to know, shoes on, shoes off. What is your philosophy? I'm Holly Taylor. Don't forget to check out Grow on the Go today. It is a new episode from the ladies, Donna Carter, Kevin Pankhurst, mother-daughter duo diving into some great spiritual content from that female perspective, which is nice to hear. So check that out. So glad, though, that Kevin is feeling better. She was so sick last week, poor thing. You can also follow them on Instagram and get the lowdown on some of the behind-the-scenes things that are going on, like not feeling well. I'm Holly Taylor, and the debate wages on to take one's shoes off or not before entering a home. And it looks like, overwhelmingly, we are taking our shoes off at the front door. It just makes sense, right? It does feel weird, though, especially if you go south of the border and they're like, oh, yeah, no, just leave your shoes on. I'm like, yeah, no, you don't know where my shoes have been. I don't know where my shoes have been. Forget that matter. Yikes. Taking the shoes off. Kimberly texted in at 905-338-1250. She says, absolutely, my shoes come off my feet as I enter the doorway. It was ingrained in my mind. If I ever wore my shoes in the house, I would get a stern talking to, and then my dad would pass me the mop. Yeah, because you don't see the germs. They're super tiny. Of course you have to mop. My mom... I don't think she would make me mop, but I for sure would have been like, why are your shoes on in the house? Get those off. I don't care if you're only in here for a couple seconds. right? Get them off. You're vacuuming on Saturday. These are things that I would have gotten yelled at if and when I wore my shoes in the house, because guilty. Yeah, I totally did it as a teen. All right, got a great text message here. This is from Ron. He says he always takes his shoes off. It just makes more sense. They even had a mud scraper at their front door. Yeah, I remember those. I spent a few years in the farm. Super handy. With those rain boots just caked in mud. Yep. And the mud room? Oh, a must. An absolute must. We were talking about dream rooms yesterday. That's what I want now for my kids. It would be kind of like a bathroom. I could just spray them off. It's springtime. I'd have warm water, though, of course, but just kind of hose them down before they come into the house. Dream rooms. Okay. Weigh in. We're talking about shoes, on or off. 905-338-1250. Podcast here at Good Company. You can also catch us on demand thanks to the My Joy Radio app for Google and Apple devices. Plus, you can listen to us live online at joyradio.ca. So lots of places to catch our show. I'm Holly Taylor. We were just talking about wearing your shoes inside the house or not. Now I want to talk about kids and pets. We're going to make a bit of a jump here, as there is a special day today. It is National Kids and Pets Day. It started back in 05, so it's a fairly new national day. You're not going to get the day off. You're not going to get time and a half. So don't ask your boss. But we were talking about kids and pets, because a lot of people will say that it's actually a really important thing to have some pets with your kids. Teaches them responsibility. It actually, there are some reports now saying that if you have a pet when your child is younger, it'll help them with pet allergies. So they'll just be more used to the dander. I'm not a doctor or a scientist, so I cannot confirm or deny this. I've just heard this. But it is really great, especially too, when it comes to going through some of those social situations and emotional situations. Pets can be such a huge comfort for our kids as they navigate life and figure out how to regulate their emotions and their hormones and all of that. So yes, a lot of people, a lot of doctors now even saying, get your kids a pet. It's important for them as they get older. Helps them also with empathy. So there you go. Today, National Kids and Pets Day. If your kids have a pet, I'm curious to know, did you notice an extra sense of responsibility from your kids compared to other children? Text in, let me know. I'm Holly Taylor, and yes, Faith Strong today is our main hub. That is where we have our social media sites attached to it. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, just click on the icon and voila, it'll bring you right to our page. Some really great articles as well. And since we've been around for so long now, we have what seems like articles for everything, including most recently Robin Rosti's new article about three ways to deal when the unexpected happens. But there are just so many things that we've been able to talk about. So if there's something that you would love to hear or read about at faithstrongtoday.com, let us know. I'm Holly Taylor. I've always wanted to find a cool treasure. Always. Like, that's on my bucket list. So far, I have found lint and coins, like pennies. That's it. Maybe a cool-looking rock. But no real treasures. Maybe one day. But for George Tyndale, he was actually scouring River Witham, and this is in the UK, and he was there with his dad, and he actually made a pretty incredible discovery. It happened about 3 weeks ago, and they were doing what treasure hunters do. They were following a trail of clues, and they found at the bottom of a river a heavy-duty safe. And so using a massive magnet, they pulled the safe out of the water. It contained thousands of dollars. Thousands! So when George's dad saw this, George, who's 15, thought, I bet this belongs to somebody. And so they decided to try to follow the clues and track down the owner. And turns out it was a businessman's safe, and he had it stolen from him 22 years ago. And so it's an amazing discovery that this teen and his his dad found. And I just love that they actually took the time to track down the man. His name is Rob. And so now he has his money back thanks to a teen and a dad and their treasure hunting prowess. They went out there. They found it. They used their math and calculated stuff. I don't know. They just knew it was metal and they got a big magnet. But still, they did what they could, and an incredible discovery has now been returned to its rightful owner. So there you go, some real life treasure hunting. I would love to see if this young guy continues with this, because you know, sometimes you find something big, then you're hooked. He's going to go out and be looking for gold from the 12th century or something in a few years. So anyway, love stories like this. Love that they were able to take their adventures and turn it into a random act of kindness. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you again right here tomorrow on Good Company.